Chapter 2, Description of the Art Gallery. This chapter provides you with a physical description of the art gallery and is 1 minute and 45 seconds long. You are on the first floor of the Carleton University Art Gallery. There is a large reception desk in front of you. You will find a tactile map of the gallery and the exhibition tour stops on the reception desk. The art gallery is a large, open room shaped like an L on its side, with the small arm pointed up. You are currently just to the left of the angle of the L. On the floor plan, the outside walls of the gallery are identified by a thick line. The floors are a lovely light and warm hardwood, and some walls are painted white, while others are purple. To your right is the small arm of the L. It is a room that is around 15 meters long by 17 meters wide, and has double height ceilings and a balcony above, where visitors can look down from the second floor. This room displays works by Nadia Lichtig, including a very large floor installation. The tour stops for this space are identified by the raised circles on the map. To your left is the long arm of the L, which is a longer room that is 23 meters long by 9.5 meters wide. The ceilings are lower here, and there are two small partition walls that divide the space. The first partition wall has a video work by Anne Riley with comfortable seating. You may hear her recorded voice just behind you on the left. The longer room features a video and sculpture by Josefa Njam and a multi-component installation by Joel Toms. The tour stops for this space are identified with raised squares on the map. At the far end of the room, past the second partition wall, there are small photographs and paintings by Nadia Lichtig. There are two sets of stairs in the gallery, one behind you and one to your far left, both of which lead to the second floor. Between the stairs, there are three square floor-to-ceiling columns.